This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Ocean City, California. Yes, we're on the West Coast. P.S., posted script, if you're going to be in this area, we are going to be doing the Escondido Tea Party tonight. Again, at 6 p.m., Escondido Tea Party tonight. If you'd like to check that out, more details, go ahead and check out Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, friends, we're going to be at Escondido, California, doing the local tea party here this evening, and we would love to see you, folks. We don't get out here but twice a year, so let's make it count, because right now we Americans understand that it's not time to go to sleep. It's actually time to stand up and do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, because, again, Thomas Jefferson was right when he stated, the third president of the United States, when he stated that eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty. And we also know that when men sleep, or when men slept, Scripture tells us, the enemy sowed tares, and the enemy would love nothing more than for you to go to sleep right now because you think Donald Trump is your man. Regardless of who he is, folks, we still need to hold their feet to the fire and keep this country according to law and rule, and rule and order, and law and order, to make sure that we have our freedoms tomorrow concerning our posterity. So in saying that, friends, again, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. And, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, again, we're hooked up on Stack right now, which means we can take phone calls over the next four segments. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, let's say it together, listeners, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we all know it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And in speaking of someone else's brains being in their heads, yesterday we were talking about part one, Hollywood's useful idiots, them that are at war with God. And guess what? I'm going to take it a step further. I did some more due diligence because I was basically hitting off the tip of the iceberg yesterday. I'll do a quick recap, and I'm going to bring some information to the light that you probably did not know as to who was responsible for leading up this D.C. Women's March. So you ready for this? Well, again, a quick recap. Over the last week, friends, we've been hearing much of the D.C. Women's March, of course, because the state-controlled narrative would have you do so, friends. They want your ears open to everything that they are doing, regardless if it's true or not. But, folks, the example of what's going on at the D.C. Women's March is threats coming from the likes of Madonna talking of blowing up the White House. How's that working out for you today, Madonna? While also shouting out vulgarities like, suck my blank. Yes, you heard her right, and she's talking about male genitalia. Or what of Ashley Judd Here we have Ashley Judd, again, a self-professed Christian. Read Titus 1:16 when you get a moment. Making comments like, I feel like Hitler is in the streets. A mustache traded for a toupee, speaking of Donald Trump. Nazis renamed. And then she went on, Ashley Judd did, on to make accusations concerning the people's president-elect, again, Donald Trump, to favoring his daughter as being a favorite sex symbol with a big smile on their face as they all shouted together and laughed it off, friends. This is how a reprobate acts, and this is how the lawless act, friends, when you fail to uphold the law, and this is how you breed the likes of women that are feminists. Well, Ashley Judd ended her comments by stating her genitalia, this is the word she was using, sorry I have to bring this to the light, friends, but this is how sick they are. Out of the abundance of their filthy heart, their mouth speak. But she said, our blanks are for our pleasure, and they are for birthing a new generation. Ashley Judd brings it forth, concluding that of nasty women. Or what of Scarlett Johansson? Complaining about how male actors are paid more than the female actors are, and how when she was 15 years old that she had to use Planned Parenthood. I mean, folks, almost advocating Planned Parenthood as if to suggest it's a good organization, which we know at the offset, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she was the one responsible for saying the most merciful thing that you can do to one of your infant members or a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. This is Planned Parenthood. And again, leaving off God that said, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20, Romans 13, Deuteronomy 5, or Proverbs 6:17, where it states that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. So let me bring it forth. So what is it that we have here? We have nothing but a bunch of out of control, lawless murders, whores, hypocrites, and feminists that want to lay to the charge of the innocent in the womb, in which they themselves are guilty of. Killing the innocent of the womb, they want to call it a right because the government sanctioned it as a right, when in fact, folks, God did not give us a right to kill. And furthermore, if you like to read Scripture and follow up with what I'm saying, read 1 John 3, verse 1. Now, this is where I wanted to take it. That was my recap. Before we get rocking on this show, I want to take it a step further. I want you to take a look at who is leading and who is the leader of the D.C. Women's March. You ready for this, friends? We have none other than Linda Sarsour. Linda Sarsour is a Palestinian-American activist and executive director of the Arab American Association of New York. Did you also know that Linda Sarsour, this Muslim that's leading up the D.C. Women's March, is angry that the United States does not allow Sharia law? Oh, the irony, friends. The irony of using Hollywood's useful idiots, the above said, the tip of the iceberg, while a Muslim leads the pack. Isn't that interesting, friends? I mean, this is the leader that they're calling the D.C. Women's Rights in March, folks, concerning their women's rights, they call it, these Nazi feminists. The leader is angry that the United States does not allow Sharia law. Did you know that, America? Did the state-controlled narrative, did they set the record straight by giving you all the facts? Or did they just tell you that a bunch of women and actors are just venting because they're just angry about what's going on with Donald Trump? As if to suggest that matters anyway. Folks, we're going to rock this show. We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, Ocean City, California. Yes, we're on the West Coast. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Ocean City on the West Coast here. Folks, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we're going to be out at Escondido Tea Party, rocking that one tonight. This is probably the fourth or fifth time we've done Escondido. And we get great crowds, and we appreciate those that are willing to stand up and do the stuff. But if you get some time tonight, please make the time, as a matter of fact, to come out and see us. We're out here about two times a year. We're going to be at Escondido Tea Party at 6 p.m. tonight. If you'd like more information, check out Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. The directions will be given to you, but we would love to see you. Also wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to jump in at any time concerning the topic today, if you'd like to add to or take away, 70 affiliates across the country, and we have, I believe, 53 other countries that are tuning into the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com even now, listening to live radio, again, live out of the West Coast here in Ocean City, California. We've been talking about Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God, America. And who's on the head of all of this? Well, we're finding that there's a Muslim on the head leading these Hollywood's useful idiots by the nose to make war with God and America. Now, friends, I got a question for you. These people that the Muslims are using, are they moral? Are they upright? Are they righteous in conduct in any sense of the word? Absolutely not. They need to grab the lower sort, the debased, the reprobate, to lead them by the nose. But again, folks, what we're talking about is how Hollywood's useful idiots, the likes of Madonna, Ashley Judd, Scarlett Johansson, folks, and a handful of others that are trying to stir up domestic insurrection by using these women at the D.C. Women's March to war against the laws which are established in our Constitutional Republic, found in Article 4, Section 4. Folks, here it comes again. I don't care what their opinions are. It's lawless activity, and we have laws in this country that ensure our freedoms because we execute the law and drop down the law upon crime to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate, like it or not. That's what keeps us a free people. Now, I also want to bring into the equation here what I brought up yesterday. Remember what Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, said. Accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. And we can see that's exactly what's going on here with these women, friends. They're accusing, they're attempting to accuse the law of what they're guilty of concerning violating that law, which makes it sin, 1 John 3:4. And what exposes their crime? Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And that's exactly what we're doing here by showing the American people what you're allowing to breed amongst our people. And folks, we have to put our foot down and say enough is enough. Now, I just brought up, friends, that we were going to take it a step further, and we showed you the leader of the D.C. Women's March. Again, we have none other than Linda Sarsour. She is the Palestinian-American, however that works. I mean, folks, can you imagine going into their country and calling yourself an American-Palestinian? That's just not going to fly, is it? Well, what's interesting is they're trying to advocate and they're trying to use the morally debased, friends, to upend your Constitution. And I have been warning this and shouting this from the rooftops by blowing the trumpet for years concerning this topic. Now and only now are the conservatives beginning to listen to what I have been sharing with over the last, concerning the people in this country, over the last 10 and 15 years and what we're dealing with. Because if we fail to realize, if we fail to realize the severity of what's going on, and if we fail to take heed, pay careful attention to God's warnings, guess what? We're going to eat the fruit of our own ways, and we're beginning to see that on the horizon today. And again, friends, if you remember rightly, about a month and a half ago, we were on the radio, and all of a sudden we got this word, and it dropped out, and I sent it forth, and I said, we have something on the horizon, and I've been warning about domestic insurrection for years, and now here we are, and again, people are standing back, hands up in the air, saying, what is going on? What is going on? Folks, what's going on in this country is a departure from a living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, folks. And I'm not asking for permission to tell you the truth, nor am I asking the devil for permission to obey God to establish the truth. I'm telling you the truth that you might establish the truth, folks, by dispossessing your enemies with the use of the law, because, again, friends, the law is on your side. Now, going back to Linda Sarsour, the Palestinian-American activist and executive director of the Arab-American Association of New York, it's also interesting to note that she's angry with the United States of America because they do not allow Sharia law. And the irony of those that are helping her, these useful idiots, advocate Sharia law. Again, keep in mind what John Adams, the second president, rightly said when he said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people, a Christian people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Well, when you throw off God, look what you invite, friends. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. These Hollywood's useful idiots promoting the murder of their own children so their enemies don't have to do it for them. And on the head is none other than guess who, friends. Now, keep in mind, going back to the Muslims, the foreign agent in the People's White House who is no longer there, Barack Hussein Obama, also keep in mind that he voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were slaughtered in the womb. And America, you need to listen to that, because there's many people out there today that are worried about what the Muslims might do to them. Well, in fact, America, if you want to look at the real jihadists, why don't you go into the clinics across this country that are slaughtering the innocent in the womb without cause, unlawfully, in a violation before a just and a holy God, and you're complaining about what the Muslims might do to you? Well, you're allowing doctors to do what they do to the innocent by even dismembering their bodies and selling their body parts online. And America, it's just not the Senate that knows this, but as well, America, you know this as well. And if it goes on, it falls to the candor, it falls to the feet of the people that are allowing this. So it's not, again, those criminals doing what they're doing. No, it is just as guilty, and the fault lies to the feet of the American people that allow the crimes of the criminals to continuously go on. So again, you have to ask the question, who are the criminals? Those that commit the crimes or those that allow the crimes to be committed? Before God and before heaven, both are guilty as hell, literally. Literally, friends. Now going on, I want you to take a look at these women at these rallies and who they're listening to. again, a bunch of Nazi feminists that are guilty of what they accuse others of while playing into the hands of their enemies. And America, by you tolerating these useful idiots that Hollywood has to offer into the hands of their enemies, you need to understand that you're allowing them to lead the way if you don't put this kibosh down upon them. See, because America, you should pay attention as to what this is breeding. To do otherwise is, again, a disservice to yourselves and to your posterity, to your own demise. Now, keep in mind, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. It's time, again, America, to stand up and do this stuff. We're doing this stuff 24/7 in this ministry, friends. I mean, I have my 7-year-old, I have my 9-year-old, I have my 11-year-old, and my almost 13-year-old tracking people no matter where we go, confronting the issues, resisting, saying, no, we will not tolerate your crimes against we, the people in this country. Because we know what the preamble of the Constitution says. It starts out with we, the people. And to ensure our future for our posterity, the first thing, the first prerequisite is to establish judgment. And God told us that we must keep his commandments because we love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, that we love our neighbor as unto ourselves. And what is love, friends? Love is the fulfilling of that law. And what is it again, friends? In parallel, it is doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment as well, friends. But again, America, you should pay attention as to what this is breeding. We can see what it's breeding. It starts out with, well, oh, Planned Parenthood, it's no big deal back in the 30s. Now 58 million babies have been murdered. Isn't that a great little ploy for the New World Order monkeys to go ahead and control the population? It's called population control. And just think, the American people on their clock have tolerated it. And furthermore, talking about the foreign agent in the People's White House aimed at blacks and Hispanics, he was the black dude that was voting against the black babies coming out of the womb. And the black folks, much of them, didn't know the difference, did they? No, they thought, well, because he's black, he's for us, when in fact the opposite is true. And again, it always comes back to judging them by their fruit. Read the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. But folks, what I want to lay to your candor is it some sort of prerequisite that if you want to be a part of Hollywood's club of useful idiots, you better come with full allegiance to the demonic system of Antichrist if you want a job again? Loving the world, the love of the world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. I mean, I can go on and on. Read 1 John 2:15 and 16, and also read Matthew 4:9. Now, remember, in Matthew 4:9, it was Satan himself tempting Jesus by saying, hey, go ahead, after he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, he said, go ahead and bow down to me, worship me, and I'll give all this to you. It's mine to give. And what did the Lord say? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt worship him only. And only him shalt thou serve, is what the Bible tells us. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, I'm in Ocean City right now, and I'm starting to have church up in here, folks. And if I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying, because they are saying it. They would say, Bradley, bring it down. We're kicking the hell out, and we're getting to heaven. And Sons of Liberty Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Oceanside, Ocean City, on the west coast here in California. Boy, it's starting to look like we're getting a little California weather here, but it's been pretty rainy and cold over the last 4 days that we have been here. Folks, what I'd like to do is I want to steer you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because I wanted to highlight some of the things that you didn't know were taking place while Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal in chief, at that particular time, if you'd like to call him that. Interestingly enough, did you know that Obama quietly sent $220 million to the Palestinian Authority hours before leaving office? Did you hear what I said? Just to show you once again, he is a foreigner, he is a criminal, and he needs to be indicted and he needs to be charged, Article 2, Section 4. The evidence is there. There is no getting away from it, friends. Also wanted to let you know, right before Barack Hussein Obama left office, this is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama issued a massive ammunition ban just one day before he left the office. This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why would Obama issue a massive ammunition ban just one day before he left office? Folks, stay awake as to what's going on here. And furthermore, why would Obama quietly send $221 million to the Palestinian Authority hours before leaving office? And furthermore, taking it to the topic today, why is it that we have Hollywood's war against God in America with a Muslim on the head that just happens to be a Palestinian? Why is she on the airwaves, folks? Talking about how she's angry how states in the United States of America will not accept Sharia law. stay awake as to what's going on in your country, friends. And I also wanted to let you know, lo and behold, because I am wide awake like that snake, folks, on the flag, the concerning the yellow flag, folks, with the snake on it, whose eyes are always open. And the reason I'm bringing this up, people are trying to figure out why Barack Hussein Obama's imam was giving a prayer at the church in which none other than Donald Trump was attending. Now, if anybody doesn't think that's a little bizarre, I don't know what is. In America, what we need to do is, again, stay awake as to what's going on in this country, because for Barack Hussein Obama's favorite Muslim to be given a prayer where Barack Hussein, none other than President-elect Donald Trump, now the President of the United States, is there attending a service while Donald Trump is looking upon this imam that's giving a prayer. America, stay awake. Am I making accusation? No. Am I making innuendo? No. I'm simply telling you to stay awake as to what's going on in this country, friends, and don't take things for face value just because the press that you say you don't believe in said so. And this is some serious stuff going on in this country right now, and people, for some reason or another, don't want to talk about the real issues. And until we start to talk about the real issues, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change in this country, friends. Now, what I'm doing right now, we're doing live radio again out of California, and I'm pulling up some of the information. I'll probably have it for you the next segment here, but I want to give you the actual church and the place that Donald Trump was attending, where Barack's favorite imam was actually giving a prayer, and by the way, in a Christian church. And if you want to see how fast this is going to go down, just keep your eyes on Germany, friends, because it was a woman that stood up because the Muslims came in and they said they wanted to make peace with the Christian church at Martin Luther's Reformation Church in Germany. This woman stands up and begins to rebuke Allah in the face of what was going on. Well, now we know the history of Germany, don't we, friends? It's been plundered. And we can see who's been making way for the Germans for the Muslims to plunder Germany. Is that not true? None other than Angela Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany, who slaps her own flag and says that Germany belongs to Islam. And if you think that it can't happen here in America, you better think again, friends, because you will be taken by your own pride. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Also read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment, friends, because if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God by just letting this go, rest assured you're going to get more rain. And I'm talking about how it is raining judgment in this country. Keep in mind, when Noah built the ark, everybody was laughing at him until it started to rain. In America, I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, that it is raining right now. Let's get back to the topic again, friends. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're hooked up on Stack. We can go ahead and take your phone calls at any time if you'd like to interject your thoughts as to what's going on in this country today. Folks, let's get back to this. If the American people knew the history of the city of churches, did you hear what I said? The city of churches. Bradley, what are you talking about when you're saying the city of churches? I'm talking about you knowing your history. I'm talking about Hollywood, California. And it's called the city of churches. And for those that did not know, the property where Hollywood now is was given away for free to them that would establish parishes, churches. I mean, America, if you understood how far backwards you've let it go, you'd probably blush to see how far backwards things have gone. Read Isaiah 59. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what's going on concerning the American people not understanding or knowing their history in any sense of the word. Hollywood wasn't set up to do the things that it's doing today. As a matter of fact, let me give you somewhat of an idea to show you your history. Let's go to Hollywood for a moment. Let's go to those actors. I've been highlighting these demoral, debased communists, and that's exactly what they are. They're useful idiots. But when you go back to the motion picture production code, in Hollywood, California, the motion picture production code was to set industry censorship guidelines which govern the production of the United States and movies in the United States released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Listen carefully. The moral standard. The Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, also known as MPPDA, later became known as Motion Picture Association of America. And what they did is they adapted the code in 1930 and began enforcing it in 1934. Then in 1968, they abandoned it. Guess who they are? It was the church's job to vet all of the movies before they were released on the population and the populace in the United States of America. Guess what? They're derelict of duty. They went AWOL, friends. Once again, they started out with the education system, now that which was to be released to the people across the country. And then, America, you stand back and wonder why we are where we're at today. Because it's the church that's called to be the moral compass of society. It's the light that reproves the darkness, not the other way around, as I shared with you yesterday. But they is the church. They were the ones that abandoned their duty, their post. And what they did is they gave it up to a bunch of secularists, and now 40 years later we see, and 50 years later we see exactly the fruit of the act of AWOL, of watching our posts and then abandoning our posts, friends. Now let me go forward here. The provisions of the code are as follows. I'm just going to give you a couple during this segment. No picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standard of those who see it. Moral, defined in Webster's 1828, by the way, friends, is conform to truth. Who is the truth? The Word of God, which is established in heaven forever. Okay? And who is the truth? Well, none other than John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. His name is Jesus Christ. So therefore, who is the moral standard? Jesus Christ in his risen state, not man in his fallen state or his reprobate state. No picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. I did not write this code, but they used the word sin. And by the way, crime, wrongdoing, and evil is what? Sin itself. And it's a departure of God's moral law. Read Galatians 5 when you get a moment. The fruits of the Spirit. Both sides. Good, bad. It's the audience isn't to be thrown to the side of the crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Folks, we're talking about Hollywood's war against God in America. Now, when I'm highlighting these women, are they not promoting crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin, regardless if they're singers or they're actors or actresses? This is all they're promoting is crime, wrongdoing, evil, and sin. But again, going back to those that are responsible to hold the bar high, the church, they've forsaken that, so they've given it over to the likes of Ashley Judd, none other than Madonna, the witch herself, the whore herself, and others, friends. What do you expect from such people as this? Exactly what you're getting today. But again, if you lower the standard, this is what you're going to get. Number two, correct standards of life subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be required or presented. By the way, the word entertainment, for those that did not know, tain derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I'm controlling you. And isn't it interesting? If I can demoralize you, the government knows, corruption in government, I can control you. So what are they doing? They are using entertainers that are immoral, working for corruption, to only bring you back into bondage. And giving corruption in government absolute control by using these Hollywood's useful idiots, these immoral, debased reprobates, to do the entertaining on their part, as if to suggest that they're the standard, when in fact they are not the standard, friend. I'm going to go to three, and I'm going to bring about seven more friends concerning the standard in the movie production code in America. And who are these little minions that are actually demoralizing the American people? Well, I can blame them, but I can also blame those that are paying to be entertained by these immoral individuals as well. We're going to take a quick break. Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of none other, well, than California. We're in Ocean City right now broadcasting, folks. And again, I want to let you know that we're going to be at the Escondido Tea Party tonight at 6 p.m. Escondido Tea Party. If you'd like to check out more details, please do go to Bradley Dean Facebook. Bradley Dean, we're going to be giving you directions and the such. We'll keep you updated as to what's taking place tonight in Escondido, California. Folks, as promised, I wanted to just highlight this really quick, and then we'll get back to the topic. Interestingly enough, a mystery, this is the headline, mystery, Obama's favorite imam gets to pray with Donald Trump. Now, this is why you need to stay alert as to what's going on, friends. Imam Muhammad Majid at National Prayer Service held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. on January 21st, 2017. The headline states that it remains a mystery how an imam with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Barack Hussein Obama got invited to offer a prayer at the National Prayer Service Saturday after the inauguration of Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, President Trump and his wife Melania were in the audience as Imam Muhammad Majid began praying in Arabic from the pulpit of the National Cathedral. He then cited a message from the Quran and translated it to English before walking over and shaking Donald Trump's hand. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but folks, wasn't this one of the issues as to why the American people were standing behind Donald Trump, because he was going to do away with this? Folks, this is America. This is not a Muslim nation. And I just want to reiterate the point. You have been under attack since September 11, 2001. And you should ask some serious questions concerning why he is standing. There's a picture of him shaking hands with none other than Donald Trump. Again, you might want to do some homework and ask the question, why, if Barack Hussein Obama and Donald Trump are at odds with each other, why his favorite imam is giving a prayer at Donald Trump's national prayer service? Don't take things for face value. America, you do yourself a disservice when you act like you're playing sports. You get done playing a sport, you see all day long, well, good sportsmanship is to go shake their hands. How do you shake the hand of someone that wants to kill you and your people? Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Folks, this isn't a game. This is life. And this is a serious trial in which we have to walk out all the days of our life before a just and a holy God, because there is a real warfare going on outside there. And we also understand the history of the Muslims is to fiend themselves as being friendly with their enemy until they're so, the cards are stacked against those prospective nations that they call a jihad and kill off all within. Now, I'm not trying to give you stats, friends, that are there to scare you. And I'm not saying everybody's bad, but I'm simply telling you this is exactly what you're seeing in Europe right now today. This isn't something that happened 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago. This is happening today. In America, you've been warned. Let's get back to Hollywood's war against God in America. Folks, we're talking about the history of the city of churches, Hollywood. We're talking about the little reprobate minions, the useful idiots that the Muslims are now using concerning the D.C. Women's March. We found out who at the head of that is. And then what I did is I likened this, friends, and giving you statistics as to what's going on and what the standards are in Hollywood concerning the movies that these supposed actors and actresses are supposed to live out. They're supposed to uphold the moral standard, not to tear it down. Let's go to number three. This is the Movie Production Association of America. This is the provisions of the code. This is number three. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. These women, these Nazi feminists at this D.C. Women's March are doing nothing but advocating the murder of the innocent in their wombs concerning their own guilt. And again, what did we start out the show with yesterday? Because we're doing part two of it right now, friends. What did Joseph Goebbels say, the Nazi propaganda minister? He said, accuse others of which you are guilty of. You're not to kill. We have rights given unto us by God concerning life. Read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And common sense comes into play here. But law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. And that's all these minions are doing, friends, are showing sympathy for the devil. And guess what? You do business with the devil, you're going to be charged a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and you're going to have to stay a lot longer than you're going to want to pay. And it's called eternity. And if you want to go down that wide and broad road, you go ahead and do it. But keep in mind, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And I want to tell you what makes you a patriot, a conservative, and or a Christian. When you magnify the laws in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us to establish the freedoms that we have today. They ratified that law, friends, and they sealed it in their blood, both in the natural and in the spiritual, first and foremost. The blood of Calvary through the Son of God, his name is Jesus Christ, which is the propitiation of the sins of the world. We are a blood-bought people, both in the natural and spiritual. And look at the American people are doing. They're just rolling over in the face of everything that's coming their way, acting as if it's okay for someone else to go ahead and fight the good fight, but it just doesn't include them. And it shows you how much they can't stand their freedoms in which they say they cherish so much. Hypocrites. Number four, the provisions of the code concerning movies in the United States. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Friends, what do you see today? Fornication, adultery, promiscuity being promoted 24/7. Homosexuality now. Two men marrying two men and two women marrying two women now. And now they're trying to advocate pedophilia, as I said they were going to do many years ago. Because you have to understand that you are dealing with lawless people, and quit calling them the left and quit calling them liberals. You're talking about those that are committing crimes. And I want to tell you why the conservatives and the professed church in America today call them the leftists and the liberals. Because they don't want to have to deal with them. So they have to come up with a name. They complain about the left, as they call them, and the liberals, as they call them, that that's all they know how to do is shout and shoot, which is true. But why are they shouting and shooting? Because the right didn't do the right thing to put the foot down concerning the left and the liberals. I just wanted to remind you. But again, folks, number four, nakedness and suggestive dancings were permitted in movies. Number five, the ridicule of religion was forbidden. Not the attacking of the Christian faith, friends. The ridicule of religion was forbidden. And ministers of religion, Christianity, were not to be presented as comic characters or villains. Did you hear what I said? Now what's happening? The Christian faith is under attack. And by the way, I say, bring it on. And I say that as a man, but I also say it in the spirit. Because if this is what the Lord has to do to bring forth chastisements before he brings his judgments, then so be it. Because keep in mind, the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous. And when you go to the book of Psalm 119, remember David knew and understood the hand of God. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Are you listening to he who has ears to hear? Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. He who has eyes to see, let him see what the Father does and what he is doing. And the King James comes to my aid, or doeth. But again, folks, these things were completely forbidden. Number six, methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented. And it didn't say anything about how to teach young kids through the thug life as to commit murder, how to own prostitutes, and sell drugs. But this is where we're at today. Number seven, references to alleged sex perversion such as homosexuality, venereal disease, they were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. Number eight, the sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Listen to what I just said. Look what Disney does today, friends. They do nothing but bash the family. And I'm tired of it. This is the movie code in the United States of America all the way up until 1968, when the church in America was doing their job. And that includes 78% of Americans today that profess their Christianity. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures could not imply that low forms of sex relationship were the accepted common thing. Adultery and illicit sex, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. What is, folks, movies just come out just last couple months. Bad Moms. I mean, movies showing little kids looking at women undressing. This is what the American people have accepted. And when you accept that which God forbids, you know trouble's coming with it. And it is. Folks, I'm going to take, not a quick break. We're live at Escondido Tea Party tonight. Check out Bradley Dean on Facebook. Check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.